Pawtucket Talk 2017 is today, and it's an amazing event. It's a convention of sorts. A convention's too organized. It's a conglomeration of brass bands that are from all over, including ones in Pittsburgh. And we're really fortunate to have these fellows with us today. You'll get to meet them all, but let's get them started. The Lowdown Brass Band.
Right up, it's the best to read. Yep, let me explain what it is to me. Yep, who's the best to play guessing game? Tell me now, what's my name? BC here with the LDB, but brass band on the LED. Rolling deep, we just roll up. Want to skate, just roll with me. What you want to know about weight? The scales, man, surf the net, man, wave your rights. Boy, here's the moment that I saved the day. Like course of tape might save your life. Instrumental, these instruments, entertaining this incident. Intense and no prerequisites to reckon it. Now I'm killing it. Every single day, make history. No top fives officially. Your top tens, just 10 styles that blend down to a symphony. All done so simply. Differences to do it differently, like Disney. Look around, you'll figure it out eventually. Look at me like what I'm worth. Building plus his body scope. Get to know in the real me. Everything that we do is. Put it one more time. They forgot them, but for mine, it's all good like every day. Look at me like what I'm worth. Million plus body scope. Get to know with a real beat. Everything that we do is dope. Put it one more time. They got them best remind. It's all good like every day. We'll be right back.
There you have got the Lowdown Brass Band. You guys sound great. I'd like to make sure everybody gets a chance to meet you. They're here from Chicago. Have you been to Pittsburgh before as a band?
No. Yeah, this is multiple times we've been here. Where have we played before?
The Social Club.
The Social Club, Brillo Box. But this is our first time at Patonkatong, so we're excited.
Well, that's great. It's wonderful to have you here. I was talking to the trombone player. Let me have you introduce yourself, and you can tell me a fun fact if you want to. I'll leave that up to you guys.
All right. My name's Andrew Zelm. I'm the trombone player of Lowdown Brass Band. A fun fact about myself. Let's see.
He's getting hints, as if he doesn't know any fun facts about himself. Dave is giving you hints.
I love the water, and I really enjoy doing tubing behind ski boats. Oh yeah,
there's water in your hotel.
Well, we're our hotel this morning, it turned the water off for a few hours, so we haven't had water until we got here. This bottled water right now. So
wow, without mentioning any names of hotels, that's really something. Did they warn you about that, or did it just sort of happen?
Let's just say it just happened.
Wow, that's something. What's nice to meet you. When did you start playing trombone?
Oh my gosh, it has to be about almost 20 years ago when I was in fifth grade. So I guess I'm a product. I think a lot of us are of the American band system in the schools. So
yeah, that's what I was curious about. Are you a native Chicago?
Yeah, I am. I'm from the Chicago suburbs and grown up there, went to school there, went to DePaul University. So live there now. Yeah, it's great.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. That's Andrew. And let's go to the aforementioned, it's Dave Levine, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having us, Larry. We're thrilled to be at Patonkatonk. A fact about myself.
It has to be a fun fact.
I have a tuxedo cat named Junior, and he brings me gifts, birds and mice and such. He's good like that. And I enjoy a good cup of coffee, Larry.
I do too. I kind of liked the way that Andrew put it, a product of the American system of music, where you're introduced to a subset of musical instruments of which you must choose one. And before you know it, that becomes welded to your lips or hands for life. Is that what you did?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, for sure, definitely how I started. We just kind of, from there, you know, just kind of take the impulse as it comes, and you know, it branches out to other instruments and other, you know, forms and things like that. But yeah, it started in the good old American band program.
And you're a native Chicagoan as well?
Yeah, you could say that. Yes, I'm going to say yes.
How did you guys meet up?
A lot of us, I would say four or five of the original members met at DePaul University in Chicago. Then the rest, we just kind of commiserated around just hanging out, going to jam sessions, going to see other guys' shows. Like, you know, I have a friend who's got a trombone, you know, he's a trombone player, knows a trumpet player who knows a drummer, and it kind of just becomes this kind of organic amalgamation of horn players, and you know, 13 years later, we're still going.
Yeah, Chicago's a great town for that too. A lot of musicians, a lot of great musicians too. Well, it's good to meet you. We'll meet everybody coming through, and hello.
Hi, I'm Gerald.
You're Gerald. See, there's two trumpet players on my list. You could have been Sam, you could have been Gerald. You're Gerald. Any fun facts?
Well, Dave stole my thunder with the cat, so I'm going to go ahead and say I make abstract electronic music.
That's a good thing to do, like MIDI or synthesis or what?
Synthesis, mostly analog instruments.
Very cool. And when did you start playing trumpet?
About 25 years ago.
Another early adopter. It's nice to meet you. Let's meet the other trumpeter here, who is Sam Johnson. Hey, Sam.
Hello, my name is Sam Johnson. I play trumpet.
Anything we need to know about you?
I'm mostly not very fun, but I really like pizza.
Okay, and what would be on it?
Cheese. The only way to know if a pizza is good if you eat cheese pizza.
That would be true, a total palate cleansing sense. The MC who you heard, MC Bella Camp, is that, I hope I got that right.
Yes, yes, you got it perfect.
And you're playing your vocal cords throughout this. And how did you hook up with these guys?
Well, I used to be in another band with the other sousaphone player, and we were in a band for about 10 years together, so that's how I hung out with these guys.
Excellent. And can we use your real name too here? Anthony Evora, is it?
Yes.
And how did you get started doing this?
A friend of mine used to make songs when we were freshmen in high school, and I just kind of tagged along with him and it stuck, you know? But I do want to make a correction. Sam is pretty fun. So, to contrary to popular belief, you know?
What makes him so much fun?
You know, just his dry humor and his sarcasm.
That would make sense. You can tell. Don't let the red flannel shirt fool you. There's life in there.
Exactly.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school in Chicago. I went to a high school called St. Rita. And we had fun there. You know, it was an all-boys Catholic school. Pretty strict, but we still had fun.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. We're going to meet the sousaphone player and then the drummer and then hear some more music. Hello.
How you doing? My name's Steve Duncan. I'm your sousaphone player this morning.
Well, thank you for being that. I like your shirt. I'm reading it. Share, create, pursue, change, beauty, the world, stories, justice. It's kind of nice to see. Played before with Bella Camp. He was saying, did you guys play in a different band together?
Well, no, actually, I was, that band was called Trio Logic, right? Yeah, I was a big fan of that band for a long time, but some of us in the band jump around instruments, so we have another sousaphone player, and when he's here, sometimes I play trombone. So he was talking about our other sousaphone player, actually, literally.
Well, great. Any fun facts we should know about you?
Well, you know, for those at home who might not have no idea what a sousaphone is, you know, it's basically a tuba that you wear, named for John Philip Sousa. Fun fact about John Philip Sousa, his dad forced him to join the Marines when he was 13 years old to prevent him, a child prodigy, from joining a circus band and running away.
Interesting. Who knew? Who? That is a fun fact. Yes, it's all there. Who haven't we met? We haven't met our man on the drums, and then I think we got everybody. Hello.
Hi, my name is Michael August. I play drums.
Nice to meet you. And
nice to meet you too, Larry.
And when you're playing out, will you have a trap set at Pawtucketug too, a full set?
Correct. I will have this same setup. It's kind of a small setup, but that's what I prefer. So,
do you guys ever march at all? Like, are you, if you move around in a parade or something, will you bring a drum too?
We do. When we actually, like Steve was saying about the other sousaphone player, we also have another drummer. When we march, we do a marching style. So I'll wear a bass drum, and the snare drummer will wear a snare kind of around his shoulders, and we'll march around as a band. So we're mobile. Yep. So
it's great. Well, there is a lot, you know, the brass band, I'm going to call it a movement. The music's never really gone away. But over the last maybe 15 years, at least from my perspective, more and more brass bands have come alive with music to be the soundtrack to movements, political action, celebration of the arts, people coming together, and it's amazing. I don't know how many we have at Pawtucketug 2017. I don't know if anybody does here, but I dozens is probably at least correct, if not more than that. And it's already underway now and continues until 11. Actually, it starts at 1, right? And it continues until 11 tonight. That's right. The 11 that associated with it is this evening, not right now. After all, you're here. How could it be here without you? I want to be sure we get plenty of music. It's 11:30. We got another half hour or so to go here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What do you guys want to do next?
The next thing we're going to do is a little bit more of a traditional, what we would call a second line kind of style out of that New Orleans brass band kind of vibe. But it's an original tune called Chuggin'.
chugging. Once again, from Chicago, the Low Down Brass Band here with us. With great pleasure to have these guys here. Maybe we'll get some children to leak in here from the Children's Museum and see what a brass band looks like. We'll be right back. the Lowdown Brass Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I knew some kids would find their way in to hear you guys. If you're enjoying listening to them, I'm pleased to let you know they have some albums available. And if you go to their website, that's probably the easiest way to find them. And their website's easy to get to. It's lowdownbrassband.com. And easy enough, there's even a Christmas album there, which I'll bet is amazing. It's a little early, but is it ever too early? And you can support these guys, and you can also learn about where else they're going to be playing. Are you guys on the road a lot?
I wouldn't say a ton. We have to be a little bit more strategic about the touring that we do. But I would say we're probably on the road, I would say, a good, you know, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 days a year. Kind of regionally, we just got we did about a week in Northeast. We did a Toronto, Montreal, New York run, and finished it off here in Pittsburgh just a couple weeks ago. And so, yeah, we try to get out and tour as much as we can, but I think the best place to find us for now is probably online.
I mentioned before that song you did about, at least my sense, that brass band music is being quote unquote discovered by a lot of people and juxtaposed, whether it be protest or trying to get a message across. Is that true? Is your perception as well?
Well, I think brass band music has typically traditionally been, you know, very emotional music. It's been used in protests. It's been used in funerals. It's been used as a community builder, a rallying point. And yeah, there's just something about that call of the brass that kind of, like, it's almost of a call to arms for any cause, really. So yeah, I feel like, you know, it's a community builder, and it rallies people around, and yeah, it gives it a good platform for change.
As I think about it too, especially in this era, with so many different forms of music that's more or less manufactured or stitched together in studios, here you've got a form that it's raw, right? It's instruments and people, and there's not a whole lot you're going to do to automate or mechanize what it is you guys are doing. So I think it makes it rise up to the top even more than it always has. Any advice for anybody who might be thinking, I'd like to be part of a brass band, or can you guys are all very experienced musicians. Can a novice get involved easily?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this music inherently is really pretty simple, especially the New Orleans style. It's very blues-based, very riff-based. It can be very simple. And what we do, you know, what you heard in that song was really simple riffs that were just kind of layered. And so you don't have to be, super virtuosic or, you know, study 20 years on your instrument to be able to accomplish this kind of sound. You just have to do a little bit of homework about, like, where this music is coming from and getting that style right. And then for us, like, there wasn't really a brass band at the time. I was, like, looking around like, man, you know, there's nobody to play this music with. And sometimes you just have to start it yourself. So get some friends together and, you know, find like-minded individuals and put yourself in a room and, you know, set out the tea and crumpets and go for it.
There are Pittsburghers that you can get involved with, too. If you're listening in the Pittsburgh area, the Mayday Brass Band is a strong brass band here and a great way to meet people that can tell you more about local and other bands in the U.S. and probably beyond is by going to Petonkatonk today, Petonkatonk 2017, which will be at the Veterans Pavilion in Schenley Park, 1 until 11, rain or shine. I suspect it's still raining. It's been a while since I've been out. Anybody want to add anything along the lines? I thought you might.
Yeah, in addition to what Dave was saying about starting up a brass band, for us specifically, if you like any of the tunes that you're hearing right now, on our website we actually have our arrangements up for purchase. So if you like anything and you have a couple guys, we have flexible instrumentation, you can check it out and just throw together a band with our charts.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I saw that up there, too. It's worth looking at their website, lowdownbrassband.com. It's you're the man that made the website, I'm guessing. Is that right? Everybody pointed at you. It's Steve is the webmaster. Are you the webmaster?
Not technically, yeah. We have multiple sousaphone players. I'm the accountant.
The accountant. Well, if you go... there's videos at the website and a lot of good information, and it'll give you a chance to learn more about them. We also stuck a picture of you up on Facebook so people can get a look at you here. Maybe I'll try, with your permission, to do a little live video streaming on your next song so people can see. I'll see. The only problem is, if you guys shake as you play, then the image will look good because my hands will be shaking along with you. What do you want to do next, Dave?
We're going to do an original tune that's going to be on the new album called Grind It Out. And it's just a combination of all kinds of different styles. And we're going to bring Billet Camp back up and do his vocal stylings on the mic. And we hope you like it.
Excellent. And Bill is coming out great on the radio as people are listening to him. Once again, the Lowdown Brass Band, Chicago Zone.
Was born in the physical form, a shady block. Some dreams I remember indeed, or maybe not. Call it whatever, but see with the right play. I see what they mean, but they mean it the right way. Fortunately, at it again, we gotta get there. Where every note is in key, been on a kick where I stand and deliver. So just plan what's for dinner. MGM Grand, I'm like fam, it's a winner. Got no wishes with the game. The game been evolving and we should do the same. Our troops stand off when the candidates debate. Drawing lines in the sand, got our issues take a name. It's like it's written stone, hieroglyphics on the TV. The writing's on the wall, all in graffiti. Thinking I put the chips on the line for the hits online. Get my Tims, I'm going to get mine. Low down, but the flow so good. Can't say it all, but the logo could. Game over, it's a wrap, y'all. Nah. Run the jewels and the laptops. Please pay the company. Don't play in front of company. Think before I speak so I can say it to you publicly. A blueprint, this the breakdown. We'll knock it out by the eighth round. Creep. Low down, but the flow so good. Can't say it all, but the logo could. We'll be right back.
the low down brass band. And, you know, it's so much fun to do something like I'm still amused by all this Facebook Live stuff, even though I've been doing this for a long time. But put a picture of you guys up there, and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all sorts of people watching and enjoying you. And what a great tune that was. We probably are going to have time for two more, I think, given the timing. What would you like to do next?
We're going to give you a cover, a little bit of an altered cover. It is a... there's your Facebook.
That's my phone, yeah. It's amazing the way that works. We can let it loop around. See, we're still... You're now the third... It's live radio. There we go. You're only the third group we have done this with. You're the largest to date. And after 40 years of radio, it's like, gosh, they've made this really easy to do this. But I'm still figuring it out. I think we need somebody else, though, to hold the camera besides me. So you're going to do a cover?
Yeah. This one's for the fans of the Specials. This one is Ghost Town.
Once again, from Chicago, land of my brother David, here, the Lowdown Brass Band.
So no cap and gown, no cases. No one ever showed me an example. What could happen now? They gonna put out an APB. As long as I can sleep at night, my dreams will be my ATV. Resolving all of our problems. Can't do it all in a day. Can't be dependent on nothing. Hope it all goes away. To the day I'm gone, since already at stake. We'll say bye-bye to those trying to cop the features. Got achievements and a finest feat. Ghost Town Highway robbery. I can read them, don't believe them. No selfish reasons, just decency. Can we make it out? Not victimized and not forget who he's supposed to be. Got some loud and it's decent. Truth be told, I'ma need that. Of course, we gon' stick to the protocol and take down notes on the feedback. Huh, first try, I'ma beat that. So first of all, do at least that. Might die being patient, buried in the basement. Resurrect on Easter just like. Let's break him up, 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 let's break him up. Motivation ain't too patient. My goals are know the information. I work to use the right tools. Work hard till we need a vacation. It's so phenomenal, purposeful. Something so good it's worth the dough. This whole time worship cash is king, but actually it ain't worth it though. Please don't be insulted by my degree. There's many evenings I'm heated. Got many reasons to be. Sometimes I'm drawn to the bottle. Spiritual drinks in the mix. Try not to make it a habit. Hang up, I'm calling it quits. This ain't the most real or fake. Feel a fake is different to a non-believer. Play the reaper, die properly. Skate to die, God to me. Freedom, don't keep them. Souls are meant to be set free, but tied down in a brainstorm when the rain's gone, but ain't overseas. This is why I don't reason with fools when it comes to achievement. Don't doubt what I'm saying, like first of all, you gotta say it out loud to believe it. Huh, what do I know either? But still won't leave her till I find a replacement in the matrix. Resurrect on Easter just like. Let's break them off, let's break them off, let's break them off, let's break them off, let's break them off. Let's break them up, let's break them up, hey, hey. Here we go. One time, we beast the, two time, we beast the rock, three time, we beast the rock. Come on, y'all. One time, we beast the rock, two time, we beast the rock, three time, we beast the rock. Come on, y'all.
Trouble hearing MC on our Facebook Live videos. I know another Larry asked me about that, and I was trying to respond to him, and I think I accidentally hit block instead of respond. I'll fix that. radio right now at slbradio.org. Oh. You'll be able to hear him on the radio just fine, and you'll also be able to hear him at neighborhoodvoices.org when we post the recording from today's broadcast coming up probably around Tuesday of next week.
It's a little hard to catch him on Facebook. These guys
have been terrific to have here today. I really want to thank you for being here. We got one more to go. Anything that you guys need to say on behalf of yourselves, lowdownbrassband.com is the website. Cheap music, CDs, follow the tour, see videos, learn more about these guys. Anything I may have neglected to ask?
Oh, just a couple things. We've got a couple releases that are going to be coming out this year. We did a collaboration with an MC from New Orleans, a bounce MC named Ricky B. So we have a Lowdown Bounce coming out on 45 in the next month or so. And then the full-length release, Lowdown Breaks, is going to be out in the fall. So look for that.
Wait, you said on 45. You mean vinyl 45?
Yes, yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so the DJs.
It's coming back.
Yeah,
not a bad thing. Thanks to all of you for being here today. It's great. And what do you want to close up with?
We're going to close with our tribute to Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest.
Once again, the Lowdown Brass Band.
So we're gonna do it just like this. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone.
Hold up.
Mr. Fat got it wrapped in. Switch the way I rap. Matter of fact, the way the track spin. Fact is, max it. Looking for the top shelf. Perhaps I can get the rim back and not be trapped in. I'm doing backflips, especially when the track hits. Never knew we that sick like damn on DE practice. That's the way to scrap it. Someone try to match it. And now they screaming, get it on the music they're attached with. So react to getting minds, have it memorized. I write a letter, hopefully that they remember lines. Remember times criticized, but you'll never find. Where's mine unless you climb using every vine. Keep the speakers on, sound that I speak in song. And we can kick it, I'll be good until the gone. What the people long for is what the people want. And what they don't say is what I do to speak. Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it? Can I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it? Well, I'm gone. Doing laps like what happened. We can lay it out. The only mode is taking action. And action's drastic. In pursuit of everything I'm asking. Asking for heaven before the last spin. Staying fashion, cause all I wear is passion. 100-yard dash in New Delhi after Aspen. And we can play it back for people that was asking. The people holding grudges couldn't see us moving past it. Turning passes in a dime from the baseline. Caught the waters in the wine through the grapevine. Just co-signing every rhyme like you ain't never lie. Like I ain't never have to do it, so I never try. What the people gonna say when they speak along? Saying we can kick it, everybody got their sneakers on. If we need an encore, then we need the one. Salute. Let me see. Can I kick it? Kick it.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Come on, load them, we'll be right back.
go last time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone.
The Lowdown Brass Band, thank you guys for being here. And look for them at Petanka Tonk 2017. Getting underway very shortly. Dave Levine, Sam Johnson, Gerald Bailey, Andrew Zelm, Mikey August, says here, Steve Duncan, and MC Villa Camp, Anthony Devora. Thank you for being along with us today.